Abel. Remember how once I said, you'll be grandmother?
And I'll be grandpa.
I wanted to ask you about you and Lillian when you lived here, and you were...
When we came here, Phil and your mother asked us to come here because we were out. We had a large fire and destroyed half of the home. So we came down to stay with Joan and Deborah, my mother, and Joseph. Well, we stayed here quite a while, and they got us together and helped us to get back.
Remember what it was like? Maybe it was like it was Deb and me,
Deb,
and you and Lillian, right?
It was the four of us, Deb, Joni, and me and Lillian. And we had a lovely time here. We ate, we slept.
And we teamed, remember? We called Lillian, was your wife, we said about...
Lillian, of course, Lillian was my wife, so therefore she had to be with me. And Joni's mother said, take care of them until they get themselves on their feet. And that was the best thing I ever heard. It was so nice. Where mother went out, and got the thing, and she gave us money, Joan and Joan. And we were very happy.
Talk about what you tell me about the bear story. You know about.
Okay. So when I first met Lillian, and before I knew Joan, was her own mother, and her mother, years back around 1920s. No, 1932, and I met Lillian. I used to call and introduce her to my friends and her friends as the little duchess. And she's very small, neat little person.
You
got a duchess.
Mm-hmm. You do one. And this was not
broken. Okay, put it in.
Okay, you ready? This is like being an actress. Here we go. Take three.
That's cute. Take three.
Okay, let's start again. This time, don't worry about mentioning my mother, and don't have to worry about saying about the, you know, thanking about
okay,
money and stuff.
Well,
we want to talk about
Bear.
That's right.
And
we want to talk
Bear.
About. We see, it doesn't go over that.
We came to live with. Oh, okay. I had a fire, and. We lost quite a few things, so we came to live. I had known Joan Nessel at that time. We'd been friends for quite a while, a number of years. So they asked us to come down here, and we came down here to stay for a while. And
We
stayed down here and was just like two couples, Joan and Deborah, Mabel and Lillian, and we got along lovely here.
And we played
and we sang, and we ate, and it was marvelous.
Lillian
I never will forget
wife,
it.
Right?
And Lillian, of course, Lillian was my wife, and she had to go wherever I went. And they said it was all right, and that's why we stayed here.
Talk about how your friends saw you. You said about Big Bear and Little Bear.
I had Joan them laughing because I called Lillian the Little Bear. But when I first met her in 1932, she was to me she was a duchess, the Grand Duchess. But I can't remember what she called me now, see. But later on in life, a number of years later, while I named her, we got angry with her one day, and I called her the Little Bear, and then she called me the Big Bear. And of course, that hung on to me all through life, and her. And now we've known to all our friends way back as the Big Bear and Little Bear.
Mabel, you like to wear men's clothes and things, but you never thought of yourself as a man.
No, yes, I like to wear pants, and should always dress kind of tailored, skirt and blouse and things like that. But I like the pants and the cap and the hat, but I never consider myself being a man. because I never liked the men that much. And anything I don't like, I don't take up. And I always took up being a woman because I like the women and what they stand for. Even now, all through life. And I try to, if I come in contact with them that needs talking to, I talk to them the same way.
What were some words you called yourself? We said laughingly, we were talking about being a stud before. Remember
stud?
That the word stud, and you would.
Oh, yes, I had quite a lot of my friends, they was known as studs. And the stud come from the part of the way they dressed, I think, you see, because they dressed masculine, and the short hair and things like that. But I didn't care, I kept my hair, I didn't bother with the hair. I just liked the suits and the pants and shoes, and I didn't want to be tied down to anything. I just want to be myself.
Is being a stud mean being good with women? That the women who put that
I don't
way?
Know. I don't know whether it meant being good to them or not, but I was good with it, good to them because I liked them. Mm-hmm. That's why. And they liked me, and I never had any trouble with. Very rarely I had trouble with any of the women.
So be dressing the way you were was being yourself.
So when I dressed, it was what I wanted to be. Just myself and nobody else.
Label something else. I asked you why you never considered marriage.
Oh, why I never considered marriage. I had so much trouble when I was little girl going to school. Now my uncle tried to rape me, and then every house, even people where I went to work, the men would like to touch me on my buttons, and I didn't like it. So therefore, they meant nothing to me because they always doing something I didn't like. When you do something I don't like, I don't bother with you. Good riddance to you.
And so, but when you knew then, from a very early age,
that I would never marry.
But you
I didn't see any sense in marrying something that I didn't like.
And that meant you'd have to work to take care of yourself.
And that meant I'd have to always work, and I've always worked. And right up until I pass away, I'm still working.
And you took care of your women,
I took care of my women, Lillian, from 1932 to 1978. We were together. We didn't part. We quarrel maybe a little bit, and that's about all. Tongue and teeth falls out. But we just went on. I know she's happy now that I am just myself, and she see now that that she when she used to jump me about anything, she see I was right, and I believe she sees it. Because I'd be in reincarnation and lots of people don't.
Okay.
Correct?
Correct.
Now let's play it back.
Here.
I'll get it.
Okay. Anything
to get rid of it, she says.
No, that's not
true.
Hey, you missed your story. All right.
Turn it off.
Yes. God forbid you should miss the story. Go ahead.
to see if we're getting anything recording here. Looks like we're getting something recorded here. Looks awfully good, actually. Let's check it out and see. We're just real interested if we are getting any kind of playback here.
We're on two now. Any chance that we're going to get any playback on this machine now? We are moving up on four.
Every single thing about this right now tells me it should be recording. This is a recording level, and we are trying to get this thing to work.